views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm so glad you're here today. I'm feeling great. I'm just relishing my new health regime. I've actually been doing for a year, but I'm taking some fabulous products, and I've lost 8 pounds just this month, and it gives me lots of energy, less joint pain, and I'm just sharing this with people. If you're interested, contact me. You can email me at wow@womanofwisdom.org, because I would love for people to learn about what I'm doing, because it's such a healthy, great product. Based on plants, real plants. So I know we're all wanting to get healthy, and we need to be doing our mission. Today my guest is a person who you'll know after I read her bio, all the things she does. I know she has to have a lot of energy, and we all do, in doing this work that we're doing in the world now. So my guest is Elaine Doughty, and we're going to talk about how you can embody love and walk the path of divine beauty. And many other things, because she is a well-rounded woman, I'd say, and doing lots of things and helping women. She inspires women around the world to unleash their leadership gifts and step into their full potential. She's a psychotherapist, spiritual activist, best-selling author, speaker, soul midwife, and ordained priestess. So Elaine offers transformative spiritual leadership programs through the Soulful Woman Wisdom School, which she co-founded with Deva Haley Mitchell, and she was on my show recently. Elaine also co-founded the Gracias Foundation, which has a mission to empower and improve the lives of women, children, and young adults through grassroots projects in some of the most vulnerable parts of the world. And her work at Gracias led her to create the Safe Embrace Trauma Healing Program, which is based on many years of work with women survivors of trauma and gender-based violence. Elaine is also the founder of the Queens of Transformation, Powerful Women Changing the World. And she's also a faculty member at the Shift Network, which is where actually she co-hosts the Inspiring Women Summit that along with Deva, and that has been going on. I think it's going to end this week. It's a virtual gathering of more than 70,000 participants from 160 different countries. And she's working on her next book, Priestess on Purpose, Woman in Passionate Service to Healing the Heart of the World. So as you can hear, she is a very busy person and doing lots in the world for women and children. And welcome, Elaine. And just, you know, kudos for all that you do.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, Chris. I'm so honored to be here and to be with all of the listeners and just to have this time together. And I always say this, I love when I hear my bio being read, because I'm always like, goodness gracious, how does one do all of that? But apparently that's part of what I'm here to speak into, which is how we can really walk in the world in our own essence and our beauty and make a difference by who we're being. That's really what I'm here to talk about on a deeper level, is, you know, it's not about what we do, it's about who we be. And that's, I'm excited to delve into that with you today. So yeah.
Yes. Well, first I always start with people's story, you know, how you got it, how this became your purpose, what drew you to work with women, transforming people's lives, building leaders. You know, when did you know that this is going to be your path?
Oh, my goodness. That's a great question. Well, you know, when you asked me, like, what led me here was a classic story, I think many of us have, around, you know, early woundings that happened in my childhood. And the real story for me was that, you know, I lost contact with my mother when I was pretty young, very young. My mother had pretty severe mental health problems and physical health problems, which meant that she wasn't around to raise me. And what that resulted in was me being raised by my dad in the early 1970s in England, and that gave me a very particular frame of reference. My dad did an amazing job of raising me, but there was something always missing, right? The missing piece was the connection to my femininity, the connection to feeling mother, the connection to feeling safe in the world through the mother's love. And that led me on a very long journey that personally was about me finding my connection to what it means to be a woman. What does it mean to be a woman alive in this time? What does it mean to walk in the world where the feminine point of view, if we want to put it that way, has been negated for many thousands of years? And it led me on this trail of uncovering not just my story, but the story of our collective culture, about what it means to be a woman and how do we heal the wounds that we as women have had to how we can stand in our power, but truly, how can we heal the wounds that the feminine has had, both within men and within women, right, on our planet, to really stand in what it means to be a fully rounded human being. You use those words when you described me, and it's been a big journey for me to claim that power, to find, how do I walk as a woman in my power on the planet when I had no model for that? And what I discovered is that I don't think many of us have had really great models for what that looks like. And henceforth, as many of us now, yourself included, I know, Chris, who are, you know, attempting to become embodied as powerful women and to walk as powerful women and to make a difference from that. So my own story really was that, was like I was lost. And I was charged on a deep soul level with finding a path to reclaim my own power, and in the process really realizing that it wasn't just about me, it was about women all over the planet, not just here in America or in England or Europe, but women all over the planet waking up and remembering who we are.
Yeah, so you say waking up and like you use the word embodied, and I think that's one of the issues, is we need to be in our bodies. Too often... Mm. People who can read energy say people are, they're kind of outside their body. You know, we leave our body, and you work with people who have trauma, and when we have trauma, we leave our bodies, and we need to be embodied in this feminine, in our essence, in our beauty.
That's right. And this is the thing that I've really come to the conclusion of, Chris, is like how we become embodied. Well, first is acknowledging that we're not here, right? That most of us have not learned how to be in our bodies, particularly in Western culture. You know, particularly in cultures where we're told to behave ourselves so much and where we're given very strict rules about what's okay and what's not okay in terms of our femininity, in terms of our expression of emotion, in terms of our expression of our sensuality and our desire and our pleasure. Let's just say all of that. You know, and I think that where I always start in my own work with myself and with the women that I'm touched into and that I've had the great privilege to work with is that we're all of us carrying a legacy of being disembodied. It's not just one of us. We are, as a culture, learning what it means to come into a feminine sense of spirituality, which really is an embodied sense of being the divine in physical form, right? Really realizing that the divine lives within us and that we are charged with coming to know ourselves as that and to walk as that on the planet. And that's an amazing opportunity and an amazing responsibility.
Yes, and I see that responsibility is that we in our generation, elders and midlife, need to be walking in our power and be very visible and be vocal, and be here for the younger generation to see that women are powerful and we can do whatever we set our hearts out to do, we can do. Mm-hmm. Girls need to see that.
Yeah, and that's part of the journey when I talked about, you know, walking as beauty, right? Walking as love, walking as that. That's assuming that we're becoming embodied, right? It's seeing that the love and the beauty and the power are not outside of ourselves. And that's the biggest wound that I've experienced in my life is, I don't know for everyone else listening, for you, Chris, but for me growing up, you know, I spent a long time looking outside of myself for the answer, you know, looking to other people's ideas of who I should be or what I should be, looking to what it means to be successful based on external parameters, looking to what it means to be beautiful, looking to what it means to be loved and to have a good relationship. And we have this idea that if we look outside and we sort of somehow find the thing, whatever the thing is, and we follow that, so that's going to be the answer for us. And what I discovered in my life really to be true was it couldn't be more of a falsehood, but actually the journey was to look inside, that the journey was to turn that mirror around and start to actually meet myself and get to know my deeper essence being, the person that lives in here, the spirit that lives in this body. And through that process, I've come to understand what beauty is really from the inside out, what power is when we stand in it in integrity, what love is when we are actually cultivating love within our own beings. And so that's my biggest message that I'm out there in the world, especially with women who are recovering from trauma, because trauma of all things, especially physical, emotional, sexual trauma, renders us so split from our bodies and so split from our power that we are literally jettisoned out of our being. And to get ourselves back in is a journey of love and commitment to loving ourselves inside our own being, you know. And so I'm really passionate about that.
Yes, and we're talking about defining beauty, you know, it's that inward journey, but how do people start? You know, it's a feeling, it's our feelings rather than in the way we look, you know, it's that external, how we look at ourselves in the mirror. We could be beautiful and look in the mirror and see that we're ugly because of what we feel inside.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, one of the things that I love to have women do together is to really identify, you know, the judgments and the thoughts and the comparisons, you know. So just even for you listening right now, if you just think about, who's the last person you compared yourself to, or how the part of your body that you saw is less beautiful because it doesn't look a certain way? And just take a moment to really breathe that in. Like, when was the last time that you judged or compared your own physicality? And to be really radically honest with yourself, because this is the thing, is the journey to becoming embodied in our own power is first of all about getting honest and real with ourselves, right, Chris? And so I ask that question to myself, like I have this little beacon that goes off when I'm in comparison or in judgment, so I can actually recognize, oh, that's what's going on. And what I think happens is every time that we do that, every time that we speak negatively to ourselves or we hold ourselves in comparison, it's like we leak a bit of our power away. We leak a bit of our essential life force away. And then we go about trying to get that back through buying it outside of ourselves, right? We're trying to get the latest product or the latest dress or the latest whatever it is to try to feel that beauty again, when actually we're the ones that are diminishing it.
And we so get into comparison. It's such a typical thing to do. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Elaine Doughty.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive medium and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women, and that was Pray Like a Woman from Lorraine Bays. It's on our Woman of Wisdom CD that you can get on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. I want to announce we're doing a special event this month on June 28th. If you're in the Seattle region, it's a project that we're doing with the Mankind Project and Women of Wisdom. So it's going to be men and women together, which is unique for us. We're going to be diving into the gender issues and looking, you know, women expressing who they are, men expressing who they are, and coming to harmony. And we're going to be led with some fabulous presenters, Kate Montana, who I've had on my show, and Will Keepin, Cynthia Bricks from Gender Reconciliation work they do around the world. And it's going to be a fabulous day. Just go to our website and read about it. It's called Men and Women of the New Paradigm, Unearthing the Shadow, on June 28th. So just go to womenofwisdom.org. So we're talking with Elaine Dowdy. Elaine, how about giving your website where people can find out about all this fabulous work that you do?
Sure. Yeah, if you want to find out more about it, you can go to elainedowdy.com or you can go to graciasfoundation.org, which is my nonprofit website. It's just my name, elainedowdy.com. And you can find out all about the CESS program, which I know we're going to talk a little bit about, and, you know, how to really embody these principles that we're talking about. That's really my key takeaway from what I'm about on the planet. And I know, Chris, that's dear to your own heart, too. It sounds like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And so you spell your name E-L-A-Y-N-E, Elaine with a Y, Dowdy.com, so you can find her there on her website. So great. So we're talking about beauty, and we're talking about reclaiming our beauty. So how does that work as being a revolutionary act? And I know you're all about healing the planet and healing the feminine. It's what I work on too. But how does reclaiming our beauty work in that arena?
Oh, that's my favorite question. Thank you for asking that, Chris. Okay, so I want you to think about it. I have this statement which says, when we reclaim our beauty, when we choose to walk the path of beauty, and we reclaim in ourselves, is a radical act of feminine healing for ourselves and the planet. What I mean when I say that is, when we move the locus of focus from the outside to the inside, when we stop trying to look at what beauty is as an external objectification. In other words, what the culture says is beautiful, what we're told is beautiful, what we're marketed as beautiful, what others tell us. When we move away from the visual sense of, oh, that's what's beautiful and this isn't, and we move into the experience of what beauty feels like, and I'm going to say that again, what beauty feels like from the inside out, beauty becomes an experience, not an end point. In other words, we start to experience beauty as a state of grace, as a state of being connected to our deeper sense of self, as a way of seeing the world. It's as if we remove the blinders of comparison, the blinders of judgment, the blinders of competition that women have had in front of our eyes for thousands of years, because that's how it's the patriarchy to have us that way, that system that has had us stabbing each other in the back, right? And when we start to really work on that and remove those blinders and experience beauty from the inside out, and seeing through the eyes of beauty and cultivating a stance of beauty, we start to connect into the divine. I have a saying that beauty is a pathway to the divine. And what I mean when I say that, Chris, is that when we cultivate the feeling sense of beauty and we allow beauty in us to grow and we commune with beauty, we start to see the divine in embodiment. That's whether it's in a flower, in a tree, in a bird, in another person, in an old person's eyes, in their wrinkled hands, in a child's smile, you know, in the dog that's wagging its tail. There's a feeling of beauty when we choose to see through the eyes of that. And this is a radical act, because when we cease trying to locate and buy beauty and become a commodity for beauty, right? When we cease trying to seek it outside of ourselves and actually live inside that as being, each one of us is an expression of beauty, is expression of divine energy, and we start to truly believe that and live within that, something fundamental shifts with a lot more energy available to actually heal the world and heal that split, because we're not obsessed with not being enough. We're not obsessed with comparing and playing out that old story that basically has us need to take down the person next to us because we don't feel good enough in comparison to them. So it sounds, on the surface of it, people always say to me, well, how can that be a radical act of healing? And I say, well, just think about it. If all the women on the world were less concerned about what they looked like and more concerned with what they felt like and more concerned with what was actually happening on this planet and changing that and becoming a voice and an embodiment of that shift, then we would absolutely change the world. It would be a no-brainer. And I know from my own journey, having moved from being obsessed with not being enough, to actually living from a place where I feel beauty and I feel enoughness and I feel the voluptuousness of my own being and my own form of what beauty is as I experience it, my world has changed, because I'm so much more available to be in service, to be in relationship, to be in intimacy with you. I don't have to put you to one side of me and think, oh, well, maybe Chris is better than me because she's got this, that, or the other, right? I can actually be in community with you and admire and see your beauty because I'm willing to see my own.
Yes, and it's honoring everyone's gifts. So, you know, we both might work in the same type of field, and it's so easy to go in comparison, like, oh, look what she's done, I can't possibly match that, they do it better than me, and everybody's going to be attracted to the different voices. So your voice is unique and reaches different people than mine would. So I realized when I wrote my book, the Woman of Wisdom book, was, you know, how could I think this book is needed, because there's so many books on the feminine out there, but it reaches people because of my unique voice and the voices of all the women that are in the book too. And we need to honor our gifts, and so many times we discount our gifts. So that whole comparison, I love the word, I'm starting to pick up this word enoughness too. It came up in an event I was at last week where someone spoke, and you know just to say to yourself, it was enough. What I've done today is enough. I can go, you know, I can stop my work and relax and enjoy my life. You know, rather we're always do, more, you know, the bottom line, how can I get more money? How can I get more business? How can I, you know, the whole corporate world is based on, you know, growth, and there's always more, instead of just going, this is enough. I'm enough.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so when we're in this place of I'm enough, and I would even risk saying I'm more than enough, to get that internal kind of energy of overflowing enoughness. But when we actually come into that place, Chris, then we can actually honor that in other people. Because this is my experience. My experience is that when we can really stand as the energy of beauty and love in our own lives, that creates a ripple effect. When you choose to walk down the street in your beauty, right, and in your power, you choose to allow the sensuality and the sexuality and the eroticism and the pleasure of being in this body, which is exactly what it is, right? It's that. That's the feminine world. The feminine is sensual. The feminine embodied spirituality is about being sensual. And when we allow ourselves to be in that and to walk from that place and express that, that in itself is a radical revolutionary act. Because everyone around you is touched by that. Everyone around you is invited to step more into their beauty and step more into their own sense of power. And, of course, also invited to face the shadow of where they may be in comparison of judgment, right, which is also there. But when we choose as women to really own that, something really profound shifts. And we're able to become part of a grassroots ripple effect across the planet, which is women dancing, singing, expressing the feminine as she lives in our bodies and inviting all the rest of the world to do that with us. And as we do that, we wake up the feeling body. And the feeling body is essential to what needs to shift on our planet, because the feminine feeling body is the part that says, I will not stand for there to be abuse and trauma and war and violence against women, children, men, animals, plants. Because when we're in our feeling body, we can't tolerate it. And that's really beauty is a sensitizing process. When we wake up to our own beauty, we become sensitized. We wake up, literally, to the beauty of the planet and then to the pain of the planet. And my own experience and my own story, the reason that I launched the Safe Embrace Trauma Healing Program, Chris, was because in my waking up process, I realized that if one woman on the planet was being abused, being tortured, being molested, being used as a weapon of war, then I was also being used in that capacity. There was no separation, right? I realized that I could not be a bystander on this planet. And that's what walking the path of beauty and embodying love really means, is you're not a bystander. You're creating this world. We are one being co-creating this world. And so for me, my radical act that woke me up and got me present, that made me connect to my passion and then to my purpose and got me to expand what does it mean to walk in beauty way outside of my own self, was being willing to feel the beauty and the pain and the suffering, and being willing to be a vehicle for changing that, for saying, no, I cannot stand by whilst this is happening to my sisters in the Congo or my sisters in Ethiopia or my sisters in Nepal.
Yeah, so true. And we're so connected now because of the internet and how we receive news now, that we know what's happening around the world, and
right,
we can feel it more. People are more sensitive,
right,
and feel a little bit of a loss of what to do. Well, this is Christine. As you're listening to Voices of Women, we come back, we'll talk more with Elaine Dowdy.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Elaine Dowdy. And we've been talking about a beauty and being, you know, being within and knowing who you are and allowing those gifts and feelings to come forward and taking it out to the world. So there's that feeling of like, what can I do? I'm just one person. And I'd love for you to talk about that, Elaine, because you're doing a lot and you're just one person. And how you've seen that impact others to step into their power.
Chris, I think that this is the biggest objection we all have. You know, I'll be honest. When I had my awakening, deep night of the soul moment, when I realized that I needed to be a service on the planet in a deeper way, you know, and I always knew this on some level of my being from being a child. Like, I think I was born with a humanitarian heart, but it took me a long time to figure out how to be of service, right? But what I realized was when I woke up and realized what was happening to my sisters in the Congo, and this was particularly powerful for me, and I really read their stories, and it completely broke my heart, like in such a profound way. And that the first question that came up inside of me was, oh my God, but what can I do? I'm just one person, right? I felt so overwhelmed, and I'm sure this is probably true for many of you listening. It's like, it's very overwhelming even to face one profound issue that we have in our world and to really let it touch you. But this is the truth. After many months of being in that kind of frankly depressed place of I don't know what to do and I don't know how to help, one morning I woke up out of a dream, and I woke up with an intense sense of clarity. And the words of clarity were, it doesn't matter what you do, just do something. Do something. Take an action. Make an action towards resolving this for yourself. Be a voice. Be a stand for. Stand up and be counted, right? Doesn't matter what you do. And so I just started to do things. I just started to speak about my immense pain about what was happening in our world. I started to talk to people I knew. I started to commit myself to it. And from there, you know, I don't really know how this all unfolded, but this is how spirit then entered into our lives, right? I ended up going to the Congo and working there. And then I've been there for the last 5 years, every year, working with women survivors of the war and the genocide that's happening there. And it came from that moment, from that decision. And what I know to be true is that when each one of us decides to do the internal work, to get out of our own way, to be of service, to reclaim our beauty and our power as we are, as women in ourselves, and then to commit ourselves to be of service to other women waking up to their power, and we just choose to start walking that in our lives, we become a ripple of that power, and that ripple affects other people around us. Women tell me all the time that they've been moved by something I've said, and I don't even remember saying it. And I know, Chris, you must have this all the time because you're a voice out there on the radio. But it's not like I know how I'm affecting. None of us know how deeply we can affect somebody with a smile, with one word that we say, with a decision to see them through the eyes of beauty and have them really seen for one moment, you don't know how that can possibly change another person's life. So when someone says to me, well, how can I really make a difference? I say, by choosing to show up fully and walk in the world as your own being and being that love, you make a difference. And then, yes, there's all kinds of actions we can take and foundations we can start. But really, it starts with who you're choosing to be.
Yeah, and it's right. You don't know the impact you have. It may be years before someone comes back to and tells you, mm-hmm. wow, when I talked to you back in 1976, it just changed my life. And you don't know the impact of your words. I just know when I'm feeling nudged inside to say something, I think stories are very powerful. And to share a story, and if I don't do it, I'm not in service, because when I find myself sharing the story, someone will come and say, well, I'm so glad you said that, or I can so relate to that story, I'm feeling that way too, or you know, that you get that feedback. Sometimes you don't know, but you have to trust your gut and just go, mm-hmm. yeah, you're standing there, just you there being there makes a difference. And so some of it is like finding where your passion is and get involved. Take one step towards, you know, one step leads to another step, and before you know it, you're working in an organization with an organization that's doing great work in the world. And I imagine there's mm-hmm. people needed in your organization.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really, really true. And it's not like I had a whole plan set out in front of me. And this is the other thing, right, is that you're taking one step and then another step. But what you're really talking about, Chris, and this has been my own journey, is finding, you know, the ways to remove the blockages that are inside of us. Because I know, you know, I was a psychotherapist for a great many years, and being a psychotherapist is a great profession for somebody who doesn't want to be in the public eye, right? Because part of the tenets of being a psychotherapist is you sit in an office, everything's confidential, people come to you, you don't have to go out. It's very private and it's very safe. Now, for me, being a survivor of trauma myself, I wanted safety. That's part of what, you know, we look for when we've been traumatized, right? We avoid things that don't feel safe. Well, to me, what didn't feel safe was managing being in the world for all kinds of reasons. You know, the fear of not being enough, the fear of failure, the fear of, of somehow saying something and upsetting someone, the fear of being a voice for something. And I'm sure many of you who are listening might relate to this, because when any of us are called to stand up and be seen, we face the same kinds of experiences, which are we have to overcome the internal blockages, right? The internal voices, the internal fears that are in the way of us actually showing up. So when I say to you, oh, you know, you just have to be yourself, that sounds so freaking easy. I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy to be vulnerable enough to really show up and be yourself and affect the world through that. So when each one of us takes on that healing, and this is really that embodiment of love and beauty, when we take on that healing within ourselves, we're taking on the commitment to heal ourselves in service to healing the rest of the women on the planet, the rest of the split of the feminine trauma that's happened. Every single one of us, when we take that on individually, we make a difference for the women who stand next to us. You know, our foremothers, the women who launched the women's liberation movement, you know, the women who were in the suffragette movement, the women who risked their lives to have a voice, we stand on their shoulders, and we're still doing this work. We're only 40 years into a feminine revolution on this planet, and it's been thousands of years that the feminine has had to be underground, and in many places on the planet, it's not safe to be a woman. In many places in the USA, it's not safe to be a woman. You know, it's not safe to walk around in a woman's body. So what are we doing? You know, each one of us has a responsibility when we live, and this is my viewpoint. I have a responsibility. I should say it that way. I have a responsibility to stand in the power that I've been given. I've been given this life, this incredible life, where I have choice and I have freedom and I have liberty to stand up and have my voice heard. So I better take that. That's the message that I got, and that was, you know, what I call the role of being an ecstatic activist, you know, being called into activism from a place of joy, from a place of pleasure and passion, not from a place of, oh, my God, the world's such a terrible place, I need to do something about it. You know, I learned that lesson from the women in the Congo who were some of the most traumatized women I've ever met in my life, and also some of the most powerfully joyful women I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, that's such a lesson because, you know, if you look around the U.S., you don't necessarily see joyful people all over the place.
No.
And yet you can go to these countries where, you know, by our standards are poor, and you're walking amongst smiling people. You're walking amongst, you sense the community. I've traveled a lot, too. And I just, when I was in these countries, I would just feel like, when I'm at home, it's like we're walking on cement. We're not touching the earth. And, mm-hmm. and there's a sense of listening to you. There's just a sense of we need to come together with women all over the world and support our sisters. So if we're not supporting our neighbor or the women around us that we feel competitive with or whatever, we're also not supporting all these women that are in horrible situations, in war zones, being oppressed as women around the world. So it starts wherever we are, in our own home even, if you're doing the comparison with your sisters or, you know, your mother, all the things that we do to be that is not supportive for women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I want to go into this, and we'll go more into this after the break, is about change is coming. There's so much happening. You know, we've got the 1 billion rising movement. We've got the passage of the Violence Against Women Act. There's so much going on. Let's talk. We have 1 minute before we go to break, but I just want to start going into the things that women are doing. That's, you know, I feel it empowers us when we see other groups doing it. We can get behind it, like, wow, look what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's part of this grassroots movement that I'm talking about on the planet, which is about every single woman taking back her power in her body to dance, to sing, to be outrageously alive, right? And to be willing to be part of that movement, to show up for that. And that in itself is a radical act, you know, it's a radical act to be willing to be in service to that healing of the feminine within ourselves and within all women.
Well, that's interesting. You know, it's interesting to put in that terminology, the radical act, because it is not looked at like kosher to do. It's not to honor the feminine. It's not honored out there. Well, this is Christina's Voices of Women. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk more with Elaine Dowdy.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually healed themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm having a great conversation today with Elaine Dowdy. And I so appreciate you being on the show and just sharing, you know, the work you're doing, but also just showing how people, you don't have to go out there in the world and do the work. The work is being yourself and walking where we are in the moment, being present wherever we are. Because, you know, we've got, you're talking about, you know, the abusive situations in the Congo and women in war-torn countries, but we've got problems here in our country, or how women are treated or disrespected. I just said, you know, what I said in the last segment, just we're not, women's way or the feminine way is not respected. The feminine voice is not respected. It's not honored in an equal way.
So, you know, part of that for me, Chris, with all of us, is, you know, it goes, to me, the next step out from working with myself is working with my relationships with my sisters, right? So really looking at how I see other women, how I support other women, dissolving that comparison, judgment, jealousy, competition piece between myself and other women. And this is a practice, you know, and to love ourselves in the process, right? To realize that this internalized sense of, you know, someone else has something, therefore we can't have it. You said earlier on, you know, about writing a book and the same ideas as being, you know, like someone else has written. Well, it's your voice. But one of the radical acts I think we can do for healing and stepping forward in the world is really dealing with and healing our relationships with our sisters, with our mothers, with our daughters, with our grandmothers, and the lineages that we hold around other women. You know, I go all over the world, and this exists all over the world. It's not just here in North America or in Europe. You know, this epidemic of somehow not fully supporting each other as sisters in our power. Like, somehow if you have power, I can't. That whole philosophy, that whole paradigm, I think we have to be a stand, each one of us, for saying, actually, when you're in your power and shining your light really brightly, I can stand next to you and shine mine. And the more that we empower each other to be that, the more brightly we, each of us, are going to shine, the change is going to happen, because we're not going to tolerate being hidden any longer.
And, you know, it's so much fun to stand next to somebody who's also in their power and co-create together and have that joy and creativity spread. You know, it's
absolutely
it's hard to do it on by yourself. You know, when you do it yourself, all this is on your shoulders. You feel like you have to do all this work and no one's there with you. But to be in standing in your power with your sisters, and everybody is contributing to the creation together. It's so powerful.
Absolutely. You know, and you know, we were just talking a little bit about how do we do that as women? How do we find places to stand together? And what I would say to you is, you know, I mean, I've been a great supporter of organizations like V-Day, even with one of my heroines and one of my sisters, one of my dearest friends, really, on the planet. And, you know, the work that she's been doing activism-wise with 1 Billion Rising, 1 Billion Rising for Justice, that's taken place this year, having literally billions of women over the planet getting up and dancing together in the most outrageous ways, in the most, you know, in their burqas, in their villages, in their, you know, town halls, and really saying, enough already. We're here to end violence through showing you our joy, through showing you our power in our bodies, you know, and taking that radical act. You know, or you know, there are so many wonderful organizations. The Women's Earth Alliance, you know, if you want to check out the Grassroots Foundation, which we're actually being renamed in this moment, we're going to be known as the Global Gratitude Alliance, which is a different name that we're putting forward because it's more connected to our mission. But, you know, we're an organization where we have a lot of projects all over the world where if you want to go and have the first-hand experience of volunteering and actually being part of a project, and, you know, being part of the solution of sharing in a relationship with another human being where you are actually touching and being touched by them in gratitude, and we have opportunities for that, and you can find that currently at the grassrootsfoundation.org, but as I said, we're going to be switching over to the Global Gratitude Alliance. And You know, there's so many good organizations. What I would say is making that decision inside of yourself to becoming a fan first in your own life, and then seeing where you're called to touch. You know, who are you called to really be influencing? Because we're all influencers, whether we want to be or not. We're all here influencing each other.
Yeah, and I would recommend, like, pay attention to what is coming into your life or into your circle. If you get an email that mentions an organization, if someone talks about something and you feel a gut reaction, pay attention, mm-hmm. because that's speaking to you like, oh, that may be something to check out. That might be something of interest where I can participate, you know, rather than, you know, sitting in our little cocoon and not seeing that there's anything out there that one could relate to or being afraid if that's the wrong thing to, you know, what if I make a mistake and it's not a good organization to be part of. Pay attention to what comes to you, because the universe speaks to us.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. See what's on your radar. And, you know, if you're listening in today, then, you know, this is the universe speaking to you via Chris and myself. You know, this is the message that you've been tuned in to hear today. And follow what your intuition tells you, that deep, dark, deep voice within your own being, the voice that knows how you're being called forward. And follow the breadcrumbs. You know, it wasn't a straightforward journey for me either to be called into service in such a way. You know, it happens in the most mysterious ways, you know, that we come across, for me, a magazine with an article that shook my world, that led me to go to the Congo. I mean, like, it's just not, it wasn't like it was, you know, one decision that I made. It was a process. And yeah. I think that waking up to our beauty and our power is a process. And we're all here to help one another with that. That's my viewpoint, you know. I'm here to be a service to you and you to me, Chris, you know, in terms of waking ourselves up.
Mm-hmm. Well, for instance, for me, as I was at a church service in Seattle, a Center for Spiritual Living, Amazing Grace, and some people came and gave a presentation. They're going to go to Cambodia and build a school. And I love to travel, and I'm just drawn to, you know, I'm probably going to go in January and spend 2 weeks. It's a very reasonable price trip, but I'm just called to because I love to travel, but I want to combine. I love being in cultures, and I love adding, you know, something meaningful to the travel. And that brought up a whole other idea in myself of what I want to do while I'm there, because what I do is circle leadership and, you know, bringing that sense of co-creative leadership to women and leading circles. And I mentioned to the minister who was kind of, you know, going to be going on the trip, hey, you know, if I go, I would really love to hold a circle for the girls there in the school. And he says, yeah, that would be great. You know, it's open. And just, you know, to pay attention, that was me paying attention and listening to my body going, wow, I would love to do this. Versus, that costs money. I can't do it. How could I do that, you know?
Right, exactly. It's a beautiful example of you being called into service, right, just through you paying attention to what's being put in front of you, you know, and that's exactly how it works for me. And the journey of healing is the same way. It's tuning in, you know. And so I guess that if I could say that, you know, in closing this conversation, I know we're heading towards the end of this conversation. It's like, I really think that as we take back the power inside of ourselves and recognize that each one of us is a vessel of the divine, each one of us has the capacity to make huge impact in the world just through who we're being. And then listening and looking for the signs and following the goddess breadcrumbs, as I call it. You know, like she, spirit, goddess, divine, however you want to name it, is constantly giving you signs and signals. And being willing to follow those is not always easy. Sometimes it's very challenging and confronting, but they're there. And part of that starts coming inside and building that relationship with that deeper part of your own being, reclaiming your essence, reclaiming your beauty. That's the radical act that leads us then to be of service. Because we're less concerned about ourselves, we're less obsessed with ourselves, we're more available.
Right. So thank you so much, Elaine, for being here today with us. And
you're welcome.
Invite everybody, check out our website, elainedowdy.com. I'd like to leave everyone with this thought. Tune into your inner beauty and know how beautiful you are inside, and then reflect that outside. Well, I'm Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom, a conference and the foundation. Also have an amazing Amazon bestseller award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women, and it's a compilation of stories, art, poetry, participants, and some of our speakers, and it's a great compilation of the divine feminine being expressed in that way. And you can purchase that on our website at womenofwisdom.org to benefit Women of Wisdom. And remember our Mankind Project Women of Wisdom event on June 28th. We're going to be exploring the genders, and it's in this lush 4-acre piece of property at a person's private home. So it's going to be an amazing, wonderful day together. And what else? Well, Carrie Murphy is going to be my guest next week, and she is the leader, director of the Oregon Women's Conference that's going to happen in Portland in July. So thank you for being here today. Everybody have a great weekend, and see you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.